Penguin Audio presents Circus of the Damned by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. Chapter 1. There was dried chicken blood embedded under my fingernails. When you raise the dead for a living, you have to spill a little blood. It clung in flaking patches to my face and hands. I'd tried to clean the worst of it off before coming to this meeting, but some things only a shower would fix. I sipped coffee from a personalized mug that said, "Piss me off, pay the consequences," and stared at the two men sitting across from me. Mr. Jeremy Rubens was short, dark, and grumpy. I'd never seen him when he wasn't either frowning or shouting. His small features were clustered in the middle of his face, as if some giant hand had mashed them together before the clay had dried. His hand smoothed over the lapel of his coat, the dark blue tie, tie clip, white shirt collar. His hands folded in his lap for a second, then began their dance again. Coat, tie, tie clip, collar, lap. I figured I could stand to watch him fidget maybe 5 more times before I screamed for mercy and promised him anything he wanted. The second man was Carl Inger. I'd never met him before. He was a few inches over 6 feet. Standing, he had towered over Rubens and me. A wavy mass of short-cut red hair graced a large face. He had honest-to-God mutton-chop sideburns that grew into one of the fullest mustaches I'd ever seen. Everything was neatly trimmed except for his unruly hair. Maybe he was having a bad hair day.